The title for this conference is A Personal Growth Plan. If we are to develop the proper relationship with Almighty God during our life on earth, it is important that we have a plan, that we choose certain resolutions, and that we endeavor to carry them out. There are four areas that I would like to recommend that should be considered in developing a personal growth plan. The first area is our relationship with God, and this would be particularly our prayer life, having a good, deep, intimate, personal relationship of prayer with God. The second area would be our relationship with other people, and we can think of this as our ministry, that we have all been called to go out in loving service to one another. As Jesus has said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men, shall all people know that you're my disciples, by the love you have one for another. As I have given you an example, so do you likewise." All of us are called to some form of ministry. And so there should always be something in this second area of our relationship with our neighbor or neighbors that we should be working at throughout our life. Some particular area that needs to be improved, some particular person that we need, for example, to forgive, to show greater love toward. The third area would be our inner development, our self-development, the development of that tremendous potential for good that is present within each one of us, discovering our particular destiny and trying to develop all of our faculties to bring out into the open all of those hidden powers that are called the archetypes of the unconscious, and using them for our service to God and our fellow human being. And there is a fourth area that also has to do with ourselves, and that is bodily care. This seems to be an area particularly that we in this country need to take seriously as part of our spiritual life, of our religious life. I would like to pay a debt of gratitude to Father Vincent Dwyer, the president of the Center of Human Development in Washington, D.C., who originated much of what I will be giving in this particular conference on a personal growth plan. It is a very strong suggestion on the part of Father Dwyer that our personal growth plan should be limited to not more than 6 months, preferably 3 months or 4 months. And that at the end of each period, we should re-enter into a new relationship, a new personal growth plan. We might think of this personal growth plan as a self-contract. It's a contract that we make with ourselves. It's not a promise or a vow to others, but it's something that we are contracting, that we are agreeing to do in regards to ourselves. And the reason why it is so important to limit the time, if it goes too long, and a year is too long, 6 months might even be too long, what happens is that we break down very often in keeping our resolutions, we get busy and distracted and we forget about them, and as a result, the resolutions, most of the time, have no real impact on our life. Whereas if we took a personal growth plan for just 3 months and made a very definite time to begin and a time to end, there is a much better chance that we will carry it out, and certainly that we will be able to make a good assessment at the end of the 3 months as to how well we have done and what we need to do for the next 3 months. Another very strong suggestion on the part of Father Dwyer is that we should share this personal growth plan, this self-contract, with a spiritual friend, a spiritual director perhaps, with another human being. In this way, it adds a new element of accountability. If I take another person into my confidence and tell that person, here is what I plan to do during the next 3 months in the area of prayer, in the area of ministry, in the area of self-development, and in the area of bodily care. And if I agree with this friend of mine to meet with that person at the end of those 3 months and make an appointment, and when we meet together, I am going to have to state to that person whether I carried out the commitments that I'd made in these four areas. That element of accountability adds a new dimension and makes it much more likely that we will be faithful to our resolutions. Another recommendation is that the resolution should be written down, and that two copies should be made of it, one for ourselves and one that is kept by this friend of ours. So that, again, when we meet at the end of the 3 month or the 4 month period, both of us have it right there in black and white, exactly what we had chosen to do in these four areas. Father Dwyer also makes another suggestion. He says, if we have been successful in carrying out the particular resolutions that we made in these areas, that at the end of the period, we should in some way celebrate our success. And again, it is recommended that we celebrate it with that friend with whom we have shared our personal growth plan. I'd like to just give you a possible suggestion of what this celebration might entail. Let's just suppose in the area of bodily care, you make the decision that you are eating too much ice cream. And so you make a particular resolution, perhaps to give up ice cream completely or only to have it once a week or some such resolution for the 3 months. And let's presume that you lived up to the resolution. Let's suppose you gave up ice cream completely for the 3 months. Well, a way to celebrate the success of your resolution would be for you to go to an ice cream store with your friend and get a big banana split and celebrate it by having a big dish of ice cream. I'm just giving you a little example of what we mean by celebrating. It's in some way making it memorable, the fact that we have succeeded. I think this is one of the best insights that Father Dwyer gives us in this personal growth plan. Ordinarily, we just don't do this. We bemoan our failures, but how often have we celebrated our successes? And if we would spend some time and energy to celebrate our successes, we would make the occasion memorable enough that would encourage us the next personal growth plan for the following 3 months to be faithful to our resolutions. It is also recommended that at the beginning of each period of our personal growth plan, let's say at the beginning of each 3 months, that we set aside several hours to prepare ourselves for this new growth plan. This would be also an appropriate time for the sacrament of reconciliation, to prepare ourselves to go to confession, to receive the sacrament of penance. And again, this sacrament of penance could be not only asking God's forgiveness for our failures, but also thanking God for our successes. Perhaps a Sunday afternoon, sometime when you are not under pressure, when you have leisure, is to give yourself several hours, 2 or 3 hours at least, to go over the various parts of the personal growth plan that I will be suggesting to you in just a moment, and to make the decision which one, to pick out one particular thing in each area. And so, if you were going to do this, you would try to center yourself in a quiet, prayerful environment, and you would reflect upon the questions that I'm going to suggest in each of these areas. And may I say that if you wish to have a copy of these questions, you may write to the Open Door, Post Office Box 855, Charlottesville, Virginia, 22902, and we will be glad to send you a copy of a personal growth plan. You reflect then on the questions that are suggested in each of the four areas, and perhaps write down all the things in each area that you need to work on, that needs improvement. It's possible that every one of them is something that you need to do. But it would be a serious mistake to try to do all of them at the same time. And so you select just one thing from each of the four areas that you will try to improve, try to make some change in your life during the next 3 months. In addition, you develop a plan for carrying out these four priorities that you have chosen. You ask yourself, what must I do in order to make sure that I'm faithful to this resolution? What books do I need to read? What people do I need to see? What changes do I need to make in my daily schedule? And so on. That you try to be as practical as you possibly can be in making your plans as to how you are going to attain the goal, the particular decision that you have made, how you're going to increase your relationship with God through prayer, intensify your ministry to others, deepen your self-development, do a good job of bodily care. You select a starting date, maybe the date that you have set aside these several hours to make your personal growth plan, and your completion date. My recommendation is 3 months, at the most 4 months, at the very, very most 6 months, but 3 or 4 months. You write the steps, the decisions that you're making, and make 2 copies of them. You meet with a friend and share this with that person. Take any suggestions that a person who we will presume knows you pretty well, they might say, I think you're making a mistake, you're trying too much, and make whatever revisions that the two of you would agree upon. Then you start carrying it out. At the end of that 3 months period, you meet with that friend again and share what has happened, where you have succeeded, where you have failed. Celebrate your successes and make your decisions for the next 3 months. A new personal growth plan. It may actually, the new personal growth plan may be the exact same things you've just been doing in the last 3 months. In other words, they have been so successful, they have accomplished so much that you decide, well, I'll just do it again. So let's look at these four areas that we are talking about. The first area is our relationship of love with God. We ask ourselves, is the thought of God the first thing that occupies us in awakening in the morning? Does the thought of God frequently occur and occupy us during the day? Is it the last thought that we have before going to bed at night? That may be the resolution, that you're going to try to think of God first and last each day, and at least several times during the day. That could be your resolution in this first area of prayer and relationship with God. Another might be, if you find that you awaken during the night, that you do not sleep all through the night, would be to decide that during those waking moments, when I wake up, perhaps go to the bathroom, I'm going to spend at least a couple of minutes in prayer at that time. Another resolution might be that I'm going to give thanks to God more often each day for His blessings. Another resolution would be that I will spend a whole hour or a half an hour or 45 minutes, whatever you decide that you can do, each day in personal prayer. Another resolution could be, I'm going to spend 15 minutes or 20 minutes or a half an hour reading the scriptures each day. Another might be that I'm going to try to grow in trust in God, that I will try during these next 3 months to read at least one book that will help me to develop a deeper faith and trust in God. Or finally, a resolution could be that I'm going to spend these 3 months trying to develop a deeper personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And of course, once you choose that goal, then you try to decide, now what do I need to do in order for this to happen? Let us go to the second area, your relationship of love with others. Ask yourself, what are you doing to love each member of your family with a Christ-like love? Is there some member of your family that you need during the next 3 months to make a very special effort to show a Christ-like love for that person? What are you doing to show love for the people with whom you work? Is there somebody at work that's giving you a hard time, or that you perhaps giving them a hard time? Is there somebody that you associate with at least, say, 5 days of each week that you need to improve your relationship? It may be that you just pray for that person more, that you'll be more friendly, that you will go out of your way to help that person. Another question, what changes do you need to make in your life in order to be of more loving service to others? Are you too selfish at the present time? Is there some way that you can become more considerate of others? Another question would be, how can you make use of your talents and energy, your time and your money, your material possessions to help people that have less than you, the have-nots of the world? These can be people in some other country. In the other side of the world, it can be people in your own community. Is there anyone that you have hurt or offended that you need to forgive, that you need to emphasize and deepen your forgiveness? In the area of justice, is there anyone that you have treated unjustly, dishonestly, uncharitably, perhaps by your conversation, that you have talked about their faults? This is dishonest. This is wrong. This is unjust. That you need now to make some restitution. So you try to decide what restitution it would be. Are you spending sufficient quality time with your spouse and with your children? How do you handle confrontation and conflict in your life? What are you doing to share your prosperity with the have-nots of the world? You take one thing in each of these areas, remember, in these different questions about your love of neighbor, you pick out just one thing that you're going to work on. Now, that's your personal growth plan. You may do other things. There may be a half a dozen of these things that you will try to do, but there's just one thing that you're making a commitment to yourself, a self-contract which you're sharing with your friend. The third area is your relationship of love with yourself. Do you have a good self-image? Do you need to work to improve your self-image? Do you have too low an opinion of yourself, that you do not sufficiently appreciate God's gifts to you? Is that the thing you need to work on during the next 3 months? Are you frequently depressed or discouraged? Is this something that you need to work at, to overcome? How self-disciplined are you? What do you need to do to gain better self-control of your appetites, your desires? Are you making progress in recognizing and admitting and seeking a reconciliation with your shadow, that inner negative part of you that other people perhaps see that you do not fully understand? How much time and energy are you giving to intellectual development, to study? What serious books have you read in the past year? Is there some book that you know God would be very pleased if you would try to read it during the next 3 months? That could be your resolution in this third area. Do you keep too tight a rein on your feelings? Are you able to express them freely and naturally, with the proper respect for the feelings of others? How do you handle anger, loneliness, sexuality, criticism? Is there something that you need to work at so that you'll be a more mature, a more self-disciplined, more whole person? How well do you react when others criticize you? Are you able to take compliments well? What are the tasks of maturity that you need to accomplish, that you need to work at this particular time in life? You pick out one thing in these different questions in this third area of your relationship with your inner self, and you're going to work at this. You're going to make a self-contract that you're going to try to see some progress in the course of the next 3 months. The fourth area is your relationship with your body, bodily care. Do you have the proper respect and reverence for the natural gifts, the physical gifts that God has entrusted to your safekeeping? Do you take reasonably good care of your bodily health? We, of course, can go to two extremes. We can become a hypochondriac. We can take excessive care of bodily health, or we can be negligent. Whichever might have been the mistake, the extreme that you have made in the past, that may be the thing you need to try to remedy in the next 3 months. What is your body presently telling you about your health? Is there something you should do about bodily care which you have been putting off or neglecting? Should you make a visit to the doctor for a physical exam? How long has it been since you have been to the dentist? What about your eating habits? Do you eat too much? Drink too much? Do you eat the right nutritional things and not the things that are injurious to your health? Do you take sufficient physical exercise each day? What more might you do in this area in order to improve your bodily health? I think probably here is the area that many Americans fail. It may be simply that you will take a long walk each day. Of course, while doing that, this could be a time to pray, to reflect about God, a time to share with a friend that would walk with you. Do you take too much alcohol? What are your smoking habits? Should you stop smoking entirely? Do you indulge in too much coffee or caffeine drinks? How dependent are you on drugs? Are you strictly under doctor's care as to the amount of medication you take? How do you handle stress? With whom do you talk when you are in a stressful situation? What are the sources of stress in your present life? What can you do to relieve it? Do you give yourself sufficient leisure and rest and recreation? Are you a workaholic? You look at all of these areas and you make a decision as to which particular one in each of these four areas that you are going to take as your self-contract, that you're going to try to carry out during the next 3 months. And that would be your personal growth plan. If a person would take very seriously the carrying out of a personal growth plan with the help of a friend, and I emphasize that this help of a friend is very, very important. Most people, if you try to do it alone, it will not be successful. But if you will, with the help of a friend, work at this and keep going back each 3 months to a new personal growth plan, then you can be quite sure that you will see very clear progress in all of these basic relationships of love, the love of God, love of neighbor, and the love of self. This is the end of the conference.